On today's show, we got to recap the AP Top 25. That's right. That's right. There's a lot to discuss here.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. At Gary WCE on all the different socials. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day wherever you might be. And we have got some things to discuss today. The AP Top 25 came out yesterday. And, you know, it does drive me crazy that the coaches poll comes out and then basically the media just follows whatever the coaches say. Like, Texas is number one in both of these. They did flip-flop Ohio State and Penn State. So Penn State comes in at number two in the AP. Ohio State's three. Clemson is all the way up at number four. Georgia at five. Notre Dame six. Oregon seven. Alabama eight. LSU nine. And then we've got the exact same three from 10 through 12 with Miami, Arizona State, and Illinois. And, you know, South Carolina comes in at 13, Michigan at 14, 15 is Florida, 16 is SMU, 17 Kansas State, 18 Oklahoma, 19 Texas A&M, 20 is Indiana, 21 Ole Miss, 22 Iowa State, 23 Texas Tech, 24 Tennessee, 25 Boise State. How should you go about doing a top 25? Are you trying to, and everybody does this differently, but are you trying to guess where they will be at the end of the season, or are you, like, is it a power rating? Because my power ratings on some of these are significantly off. I mean, just way, way off. But, you know, that based on schedules and whatever else, there is a chance that they could be ranked highly at the end because they'll accumulate a lot of wins, but not necessarily a lot of quality wins. Much the same with SMU last year. Like, SMU played, what, seven of the bottom eight ACC teams last year and still made the college football playoff? So it was a thing last year. Let's talk about these top five teams. There's no difference with Texas. AP number one. I have them power rated number one. They are, you know, they're just, it's such an elite level as far as talent and, you know, some of the pieces that they have coming back. Penn State, they're at number two in the AP poll. I've got them power rated number five. I suppose it makes sense. You know, their schedule certainly sets up nicely. They've got a lot of returning starters. As far as, let's say this, they've got a lot of experience, but what is the top talent level of that experience, right? I mean, there's a lot of optimism around them, and, you know, they've always recruited well, but they've never recruited at a top five level. So does the experience outweigh the talent? That's going to be the question with them. Ohio State, you know, they lose their quarterback. They lose multiple massive pieces off the defense. They lose some offensive linemen. I mean, there's a lot that's starting over in Ohio State. But Ohio State's good every year. So, you know, they're just consistently good. You would expect, coming off of a national championship, even if they're changing out quarterbacks, they still got Jeremiah Smith, they still got Caleb Downs. It's maybe the two, maybe the best offensive and defensive players in the country. And they're both on their roster. So even if you don't have the exact right formula, you're still going to win a whole lot of ball games. Clemson, this is an interesting one for me because they're at number 4 in the AP poll. And, yeah, there's been hype about them all season. But Clemson is very similar to Penn State. A lot of returning experience. There's a lot of upper-end talent. But the depth behind it and in some of the key pieces, maybe not exactly right. You know, there have been recent struggles with Clemson. And I've already, you know, if you watch the ACC schedule predictions, I've got them going 11-1. I think they beat LSU. I think they beat South Carolina. But I think they lose on Friday night at Louisville. But maybe it's not that game. Maybe it's somewhere else. Like, it is totally possible for Clemson to lose to somebody because I don't think that they don't just have a roster that will overwhelm everybody. They've got a roster that will overwhelm the majority of the ACC. But when it comes to national championships, I'm not totally certain there. So number 4 seemed a bit high. But in all honesty, if you're looking at it, the top 9 teams in this poll are all kind of interchangeable. Like, and the sports books will tell you the exact same thing. I mean, I think Notre Dame is maybe 14-1 to win the national championship, and then it drops significantly. I think Miami is 35-1 after that, and Texas A&M, Michigan after that, something like that. You know, there's a huge drop. So there's a pool of about 9 teams that sports books think can actually win the national championship this year. Georgia comes in at number 5. I've got them power rated number 4. There's something weird about this year's roster. We don't know a lot of these guys. And maybe a big part of this is, yeah, they did well in the portal. They brought in some new pieces. I don't know exactly what to think of the quarterback situation. But last time we didn't know what to think of the quarterback situation. They developed Stetson Bennett into, you know, an NFL backup caliber quarterback. And he was an absolute dog in college football. He was a fantastic college football quarterback. So I've got him power rated 4. The AP's got him at 5. But also, even if I've got him at 4, there's still multiple losable games. Talent-wise, I think they're going to be fine. They don't have the same big bodies on the defensive line that they used to. But neither does anybody else. Georgia's biggest thing is show me that you can run the football. Like, that's what I want to know. Show me that you can run the football, and we'll figure it out from there. So, because I am very, very interested.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oregon came in at number 7. I've got a number 6. This is another one of those, kind of like Georgia, where it's like you're losing a lot of defensive guys. Or maybe not defense. You're losing a lot of experienced guys, a lot of seniors. And if you don't replace them well, like the guys that are coming up behind them, all blue chippers, right? Uyunglele at linebacker. Then on offense, you know, you've got some pieces that they're certainly going to miss Evan Stewart. It's almost like people just completely forgot that he got hurt. So there's pieces that will be missing. Dante Moore and what's the wide receiver's name? The freshman wide receiver, DeCorian something. They got pieces, but we hadn't seen them. And that's what makes it very interesting for a lot of these teams. It's like the COVID bunch is out. And if the COVID bunch is out, then who are these? What is this next batch? What are they going to look like? Certainly, they're going to be talented. They're going to win ball games. But we got to see what they can do in certain situations. The team that I have the biggest difference in is Alabama, which, by the way, yesterday they announced that Ty Simpson is going to be the starting quarterback in week one for Alabama. That's not a huge surprise. He's the senior. He's the guy that's actually been on the field. And honestly, he should fit really well in Kalen DeBoer's scheme. Well, in Ryan Grubb's scheme. He can throw the football. Like, we know that. That's what he's known for. He is a capable runner, but he's not going to do anything like Milroe did. The question is whether or not you can get him off his game by blitzing up the middle. Like, if you bring pressure up the middle, then that'll be a problem. Or maybe it won't be. Maybe he'll be able to read it just fine. Milroe certainly had issues with it, as evidenced by Oklahoma and Michigan. Like, if you've got linebackers that can get pressure in the middle, Milroe never had a chance. So it's just, you know, it's the way it goes. But I've got Alabama at 3 in my power ratings, and the AP has them at 8, which the Coaches Poll also had them at 8. If you look at this roster, like, if you are judging this team based on, well, they lost a few games last year, and we don't know much about the quarterback, that was basically every team last year. So we don't know about Ohio State's quarterback. They lost a couple of regular season games. They did win the national championship, but they lost a ton. Alabama didn't lose a ton. Alabama lost a quarterback. Like, this Crimson Tide team has got maybe 10 guys that are going to be drafted this year. That might be the most in the country. So, something to pay attention to. LSU, I've got them power rated 9. They come in at number 9 in the AP. I don't know what to think of LSU. Like, it looks like the pieces are there. 4 out of 5 new offensive linemen. But they couldn't run the football last year, so maybe that's okay. You know, Will Campbell was great. They had several guys that went to the NFL off that offensive line. But they were all great at pass blocking. They weren't great at running the football. Now, you still need somebody to pass block, because Garrett Nussmeier is going to need protection. He looks like he's got the wide receivers to have a fantastic season. But who knows? When we get to 10, that's when it gets really confusing. That's when it's, okay, what are we looking at? Because at number 10, they've got Miami. And it makes sense because, you know, my power ratings have Michigan at 10. Do you trust it? Because, again, brand new quarterback. They got a bunch of new defensive pieces. They got, you know, all sorts of things. But Miami, I've got them power rated number 14. Like, I think Carson Beck is going to be fine there. This seems like the kind of year where, you know, for the most part, people had kind of downplayed Miami. And then the poll comes out and it's, you know, it's a top 10 team. Arizona State comes in at 11. They made the CFP last year. They won the Big 12. I've got them power rated at number 22. So their upper level of talent is not on the same par with even SEC teams like South Carolina. But their schedule is set up easier than South Carolina's. So that's, I would imagine that's why they're here. You know, this was a CFP team last year. Let's get them up there in the top 12. Why not? And, I mean, they won a lot of close games last year. I figure there's got to be some kind of regression. The leader of the team, really, was Cam Scataboo. And he is now with the New York Giants. So, and I know he's just a running back, and you ought to be able to replace a running back. But that kid did everything. I don't think they had a single wide receiver that went over 500 yards receiving last year. But they get a bunch of their dudes back. So that's a big piece of it. They get a bunch of them back. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be great, but I do think that there's going to be more pressure on them this year. So I'm not expecting a massive, massive season. Illinois, they come in at number 12. Again, this is another one of those teams that, like, there's a bunch of hype because they've got a bunch of returning experience. And, you know, they won 10 games last year. So they've got them at 12. I've got them power rated number 26. And 26 might actually be high for them. If you look at this team, the way that they, just everything, right? Everything about them is, last year's results were interesting. Won the overtime game at Nebraska. Like, they won at the very last minute, almost miracle-ish against Purdue. They certainly had a miracle against Rutgers. So that's three wins that they probably shouldn't have had last year that they ended up getting. But they do come back with a senior quarterback, like a fifth-year senior quarterback or sixth or whatever it is that Luke Altmyer is. You know that they look pretty good in the trenches. And maybe they just know how to win. I mean, I guess that's possible. But again, this is another one like Arizona State where it's like a lot of one-score games went your way. And I kind of expect a little bit of regression. The ball isn't always going to bounce your way. They were 60th in yards per play margin last year. Normally, that does not spell CFP contender. But here we are. So when we get to the bottom tier, Boise at number 25. I've got them power rated at number 39. I mean, it makes sense. It's the token G5 team that gets a top 25 vote. Boise made the playoff last year. They return effectively everybody except for Ashton Jeanty. And the issue there is that Ashton Jeanty was like the entire team last year. It was a lot. Iowa State comes in at 22 in the AP poll. I've got them power rated at number 38. What are they going to look like without those two absolute stud wide receivers? Rocco Becht, at some points, could just throw the ball in the air, and they would go get it. Do they have guys like that on the roster this year? If they have, we haven't seen them yet. So I don't know how you can, you know, we know that Matt Campbell is a great coach, but I just, you know, I don't know what to believe with this team. I mean, this looks more like a 7-5 team than a top 25 team to me. But they made the Big 12 title game last year. So everybody's going to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. I'm very curious about all of this. BYU was unranked, but they came in at number 26. And that's another one of those teams where it's like, all right, well, you lost your quarterback. Everything else looks okay, though. They probably would have been ranked if they had not lost their quarterback so late. It's like everybody decided to freak out at the last minute. I still think they're going to be fine. So I think there's just a lot of narratives, a lot of, I don't know. I worry about these polls because once one comes out, everybody just copies and pastes. And they don't really think about what these teams are. And I guess the question, as I started off with, is what are you trying to accomplish with the AP poll? That's what we're trying to do. And so, all right. This was going to be a short one, but I appreciate all of you. Thank you for tuning into the show. Make sure you are subscribed. We're going to have more YouTube videos and whatnot coming out. We're doing specific team previews this week, next week, heading into week zero. Don't forget, I'm not doing the BetUS TV show. But AJ, Duck, and Kyle are going to be doing a fantastic job over there. So tune in and check those guys out. We'd certainly appreciate that. All right, subscribe everywhere you need to subscribe. YouTube, favorite podcast app, leave a nice 5-star review. You guys know what's up. And follow me over on X, at GaryWCE. That is going to do it for today's show. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.